SBS Radio.
O australiano Toby Price foi o primeiro em cena na trágica morte do piloto português Paulo Gonçalves no Rally Dakar. Toby ficou ao lado de seu rival na prova, à espera dos helicópteros, e relembra em detalhes o que diz ter sido os 8 minutos mais longos da sua vida. O experiente piloto português Paulo Gonçalves faleceu num acidente durante a passagem pelo deserto na Arábia Saudita. O corredor luso morreu após uma queda no trecho entre Riad e Wadi al-Dawasir, quando sofreu uma parada cardíaca. Um helicóptero médico foi enviado ao local, onde chegou 8 minutos após a primeira chamada. "Eu fui o primeiro a estar a seu lado e queria ser o último a sair", disse Toby.
The alarm on the GPS system went off, and as I look up, and I saw a bike laying out in the distance, and yeah, it's never good because the area we were, it was at quite a high speed, and then to arrive and see Pablo on the ground. At first, I didn't quite know who it was, and I just knew there was a rider down, and then I quickly realized it was Pablo. So it was. Instantly I knew it was quite serious. It was in quite a bad way. We tried to do everything that we could to try and get a response from him, and we called the helicopters and informed the race control as soon as possible, and I tried to get him onto his side because there was a lot of issues with him on his back the way he was, and then we continued to try and call for help, and we had response that the helicopter was on the way, and we just tried to do everything we could and check all the vitals, and and unfortunately there was no response, and we were just trying to hope and wish that the helicopter would get there very, very quickly.
"Foram os 8 minutos mais longos da minha vida. Parece que passou uma hora", relembra Toby.
Yeah, it was the longest 8 minutes of my life for sure. It felt like an hour. The guys, they responded quite quickly. Luke was there and was also helping us and trying to comfort me and Svitko. He arrived a couple of minutes after I did, and so it was a little group of us trying to do as much as we could, and unfortunately it was. It's not the best outcome of the situation, and it's a hard day for the motorcycling world, and losing a great friend and a great competitor."
Segundo ele, os paramédicos vieram rápido e um pequeno grupo formado por Luc Alphand, ex-campeão do Dakar que cobriu o evento pela TV francesa, e o piloto Stefan Svitko ajudaram no que puderam, mas segundo Toby, não havia mais nada a fazer. "Foi um dia trágico para o motociclismo mundial. Perdi um grande amigo e um grande competidor." Toby disse que o estágio era um dos mais rápidos da competição e relembrou quando Paulo uma vez parou sua própria prova para ajudá-lo.
"But I'm just happy we stayed there and as long as we could, and that's kind of what gives me comfort. I remember him stopping for me in 2017 when I broke my leg in Dakar, and it was the right thing to do for him, and we helped get him into the helicopter, and it took me another 15-20 odd minutes to regather myself and get back on the bike, but at least I knew I was there for him, and tried to comfort him as much as possible, and then just thoughts and prayers go to his family and friends and everyone in Portugal that they lost a good warrior, that's for sure."
Toby disse ainda que todos os dias corredores sobem na moto e correm risco de vida. "Sabemos dos riscos envolvidos e rezamos para que isso nunca aconteça com a gente."
"It's not just yesterday's stage. Every day we climb onto a motorcycle, we're risking our lives. If you walk around here in the bivouac and ask anybody to stop in the race, for sure they say no. It's our love, it's our passion, and for sure for Paulo was the same thing. It was, he'd competed many years in Dakar and he loved the event and he loved the sport, and everyone had great respect for him. He was always so smiley and really happy around the bivouac, and we know the risks that are involved, and you just hope and pray that you never have to come across too many of these days. But unfortunately, some days in this sport, these days come up, and it's yesterday was that day, and hopefully, no more nowhere near in the near future. So it's just a tough one.
Paulo Gonçalves foi transportado de avião para o Hospital Laila, onde morreu devido aos ferimentos. Ele tinha 40 anos de idade. Toby disse ainda que a corrida no final é apenas uma corrida.
And like I say there, you try and out of a very very bad situation, you just try and look at the positives and think of all the good memories that we spent that time with Paulo here in the bivouacs and all the funny stories and like I say, he went out doing something he loved doing and it was just it was just unfortunate. I had to be the first one to him, but I tried to give him as much comfort and as much assistance as possible, and we did all we could, that's for sure.
Após Paulo Gonçalves ter sido levado pelos helicópteros, Toby subiu na moto e terminou a prova, mas seu tempo nesse estágio foi rejeitado. Para o estágio 9, o piloto é o quarto na classificação geral, a 28 minutos do líder Ricky Brabec.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.